Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem Tes, Brachos 49, and today's Daf Yomi says the following, comes along Rav Idi Bar Avin, and says in the name of Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, Tov lo hiskirosh chodesh betfila machzirin, so that if a person is reciting davening on Rosh Chodesh, and a first person forgets to include the prayer for Rosh Chodesh, the specific prayer for Rosh Chodesh known as Yalaviyavo, then we make the person go back to the beginning of the Amidah. And clearly this is only referring to the prayers during the day, because we've already established in the Gemara on 30b that if a person forgets the prayer for Rosh Chodesh at night, we don't have to go back to the beginning and repeat it, because Emekachin HaChodesh Ba'erev, that we don't Emekachin HaChodesh El Ba'yom, because we only are able to sanctify the new moon during the day, and so therefore this refers to only at night. However, completes this statement in the name of Shmuel, Bebirkas Hamazon Ein Machzirino, so that if a person was reciting Birkat Hamazon and the person did not include Yalaviyavo, then we do not make the person go back to the beginning and repeat the Birkat Hamazon, the prayer after the meal. So asks Rav Avin to Rav Amram, Maishna Tfilo, Maishna Birkas Hamazon. What's the reason for the difference? What's the distinction between if one does the Amidah prayer, that a person has to repeat the Amidah if they forget Yalaviyavo, but if a person does Birkat Hamazon, they do not. So when he asked Rav Amram said, Amarlei, Rav Amram responded to Rav Idi, Afu Didi Kashuli. This actually was difficult for me, Ushaelte Rav Nachman, and I asked Rav Nachman, V'amarli, and Rav Nachman said to me, Mine demar Shmuel lo shmili. He said, I didn't actually hear this from Shmuel himself. Ela nechzei anan. Let us look at this and determine it. The tfila dechovahi, that the reason why is as follows. The Amida is an obligation. Everybody has to recite the prayers every single day. And so therefore, in Rosh Chodesh, obviously a person has to recite the Amidah, and the Amidah in Rosh Chodesh includes the prayer for Yalaviyavo. So therefore, since it's obligatory, Machzirinoto, we make him go back. However, Birkas Mizona, the obligation to recite the Birkat Hamazon after eating, well, a person's not obligated to eat every day. A person is not required to eat. And so therefore, if he eats the bread, then he'd be obligated to say the Birkat Hamazon and include the Yalaviyavo. But if he doesn't want to eat bread, he's not obligated in Birkat Hamazon. Therefore, if he makes the mistake, since it was optional, Ein Machzirinoto, we don't make him go back to the beginning. And even though according to Tosfos points out that even though Rosh Chodesh is considered in Megillas Tanis as one of those days that a person is prohibited from fasting, nevertheless, you're not obligated to eat the bread. You're not permitted to fast, however, you're not obligated to eat bread, and so therefore it's possible to eat something which you're not obligated to make a Birkat Hamazon, and therefore you're not required to repeat the Amidah. That's the approach of Tosos. However, Meiri disagrees, and Meiri says a person is actually permitted not to eat anything on Rosh Chodesh at all. A person is not prohibited to fast, and so therefore that is the position of Meiri. So going back to the Gemara then asks the question, Ela me'ata Shabbosos v'yomim tovim duo sagi duo achil. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov that a person is required to eat? Hachinami di tai hadar. Well, under those circumstances, would it be the case that if a person makes a mistake and doesn't include the prayer for Shabbos and Yom Tov on Shabbos or Yom Tov, would you make them go back? And says, indeed, that is the case. That indeed, a person is obligated to go back if he doesn't include Shabbos or Yom Tov in the Birkat Hamazon. Chozer l'Rosh, a person goes back to the beginning. Gemara says, V'ha Amar Rav Huna taught in the name of the Rav that if you didn't include the prayer for Shabbos or Yom Tov, you just say Baruch Shenasan. You don't go back to the beginning of Birkat Hamazon. So the Gemara says, yes, but Lav Itmar La, when do we learn that? Oshanu Elo Lo Pasach B'tov Ametim. That's only if you didn't start the last blessing of Tovu Metim. However, if you started that, but if you Pasach, but if you started the blessing of Tovu Meitiv, then you're no longer able to say the previous blessing of Baruch Shenasan, and you're no longer able to say Baruch Shenasan, and you go back to the beginning. So that is our Gemara. So what about the commentaries discuss? What about a person who doesn't eat on Rosh Chodesh, not because they're intending to fast, but because they were just so busy doing their work that they weren't able to fast? So what would we say under those circumstances? So this goes back to the dispute we had earlier between Tosfos and Meiri about whether or not a person is permitted to fast at all on Rosh Chodesh or not. So Tosfos says that yes, you're not required to eat bread, but you're not allowed to fast. And the Meiri actually points out that a person is permitted to completely fast as long as they're not intending to fast out of mourning. And so we see from here, this is where the Shu'at Mishka Metzali discusses this, and he says that perhaps a person is not obligated to go back and make another fast as a punishment for the fast that he did accidentally, because there is a position in the Baal HaMor that a person will not need to fast again, because a person would be permitted. And even according to Tosfos, it's not clear that Tosfos would require somebody, if they actually fasted, to fast again on Rosh Chodesh. And so his upshot of the Shu'at Mishka Metzal is that if a person accidentally fasted on Rosh Chodesh, they don't have to repent for that action based upon our Gemara.